When you're thankful, your energy goes way up. Your vibration's really good. There's a joy inside you. There's a happiness. And at that vibration, you attract more of the good stuff and all the stuff you want. Hey, everybody. It's Wendy Elaine Wright, and welcome to my podcast, Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. I'm so glad that you're here, and every week I'm going to give you some tips, tricks, and secrets that you can apply to your acting career. Hey, it is Wendy Elaine Wright, the Hollywood Talent Manager. How are you guys doing? I'm going to talk to you about gratitude and how that energy attracts more of what you want to achieve. So maybe that's you want acting jobs, you want to sign with an agent or manager, you want to make more money, you want a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, you want a house, you want to have better health. You want more opportunities. Well, all of this comes from when you have a certain energy going on in your life, you become a magnet for those things. And when you have a negative energy going on, you are repelling all of those things. So in order to create that energy inside you, that vibration inside you, that attracts more of what you want. One of the fastest, most powerful ways to get your vibration level up and to create the things you're looking for is to live in a state of gratitude. And that means, well, that's what this video is going to be talking about. Well, how do you live in a state of gratitude, and what does that mean? So for me, gratitude means I'm grateful and I'm thankful for everything that's happening in my life, the good and the bad, right? Because I'm going to learn something from the bad stuff. And the good stuff is just good. So, but if I'm living in a state of gratitude, I'm thankful for all of my blessings. One of the fastest ways you can get thankful, because that raises your vibration up really high. It's hard to be hateful and thankful at the same time. Try it. When you're thankful, your energy goes way up. Your vibration's really good. There's a joy inside you. There's a happiness. And at that vibration, you attract more of the good stuff and all the stuff you want. So how do you get gratitude? I just sit down with a gratitude list and I write down everything I'm grateful for. And I write down just literally sit down and write, I have 2 feet, I have 2 legs, I can see, I can hear, I have a roof over my head, I'm not hungry, I have enough food, I have water, clean water, I have great friends. Just sit down for a couple minutes and just write out a gratitude list. It's amazing how quickly that will shift your energy. Because a lot of times, especially in the acting business, but this applies to everybody. A lot of times we get disappointed that we're not where we want to be yet. And that creates a negative energy, a depressive energy. And when we're in that energy, nothing's flowing to us. Nothing that we want is going to flow to us. We have to change our state, as Tony Robbins says. We have to change our state, our way of being, our feeling. We can't expect it to change. We have by itself. We have to actually literally change our energy in order to then create more. So if you're feeling I'm not getting enough auditions. I'm not making enough money. I'm not getting, my agent's not getting me anything. I don't have any connections. And I'm just blah, blah, blah. All this negativity. And we go down this rabbit hole. As long as you stay in that rabbit hole, you can't attract the good stuff. So one of the beautiful things about being a human being is that we have the power to choose. We can choose if we want to be in gratitude or throw ourselves a pity party, right? If we want to feel bad about everything we don't have and wish we had, and I wish I had more of this and more of that, or if we want to be grateful for what we do have. It's easy to take a look around your life and find the good. And we might have a habit of looking for the bad. You may have the habit of looking for what's not working. And maybe sometimes you find yourself stuck in a little cycle of what's not working. You got to stop and pause. Got to pause, hit the pause button on that and shift your thinking into gratitude and purposely take time to write out a gratitude list, to listen to some gratitude affirmations, to watch YouTube videos on gratitude or read a book on gratitude, or maybe you have one of those everyday little flip things that's like right now I'm doing one of Jen Sincero's flip things, but you every day you look at something else and you get yourself in the right frame of mind. It's not a woo-woo kind of thing, right? Like some people might think, what is this gratitude? This is called the law of attraction. For those of you who are aware of the law of attraction, that just means that whatever energy state you are vibrating at, you will attract more of it. So for example, let's say you want more money. And you are always thinking about how you don't have enough and you don't have enough to pay your bills and you're not making enough and you wish you had more. If you live in that state of mind, you will continually create scenarios where you don't have enough. You need more. You money's not abundant. You will create that over and over and over. If you shift your thinking into, I have plenty of money. I have more than enough money to meet my needs. I am always drawing large amounts of money to me on a regular basis from multiple streams of income. I am happy with how my bank account numbers just keep going up and up and up. And you force yourself to think positively about money. You're creating a vibration in you that will attract more money. And there's a lot of successful people in this entertainment business and in the world that have used the law of attraction. So don't just take my word for it. Go into the Google and type in successful people who use the law of attraction, successful people who utilize the action of gratitude, and take a look and see for yourself. Read books on gratitude, read books on the law of attraction. However you are blocking yourself by not believing in yourself, by not believing you're worthy of success, by thinking you don't have what it takes, or maybe someone else deserves it more, all of this kind of thinking is blocking your success. So today I want to encourage you to shift that energy purposefully and start getting in the habit of transforming yourself and the way that you think by using a gratitude list on a daily basis and help get yourself in the right energy and mindset. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys. Hopefully it's helpful. I love you guys. Hey, thanks for listening. And I never want to end a podcast without saying these words. Now repeat after me. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. Yes, you are. And I love you. Tune in next week for my next podcast episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.